Welcome back to Sculpting 101, where world-class sculptor Masayuki Nagase is taking time to explain how he's creating the largest privately funded public art project in the country. Called The Passage of Wind and Water, the project requires Yuki to create images related to the history and culture of the Badlands and the Black Hills on granite stones. There are various techniques for sculpting, says Yuki Nagase. Which one is used depends on the surface of the stone and the requirements of the project. But regardless of the stone's texture, Yuki always begins by drawing his design on the surface.
Oh, I use a pencil and then chalk. Then at the end, I use Chinese ink.
Why?
Oh, because it doesn't go away even if rain comes. So Chinese ink and brush, and I have a special drawing pen with bamboo. This is basically hand-drawn, but I prepared one-to-one template and plywood. So I marked and made holes on those plywood template, and I traced that point. Then I drew on top.
So the template is a guide for you to draw?
Guide, yes.
Okay.
Once an image has been drawn on the stone, Yuki decides what areas, if any, need to be polished. For small spots, he does the work himself. For large areas, he gets assistance from someone like Danny Cabral.
I'm a polisher for Rausch Granite here in Rapid City.
What is your purpose with regard to this project? What are you supposed to be doing for this particular stone?
It's one texture when it comes in. In order to get it polished and shined, it has to go through a grinding and sanding and polishing process until that actual shine comes out of the stone.
And that allows the sculptor to do what?
That allows him to have the areas that he needs looking a certain way. Some of it isn't going to get any polishing because it's the texture that they're looking for is really rugged and rough. But then some of it has to be polished, and it needs that shine, and that's what I'm here to do.
When the stone's been polished, Yuki begins the carving process of the drawing he's created on the stone.
When I see the part where I work, I see how much depth I have to carve off. I'm using this diamond wheel to cut an area I have to cut very deep. So it's a very small angle grinder, and I have a small 4-inch, 5-inch diameter diamond wheel, and that cut in the stone.
The diamond wheel has diamond grains bonded to it and allows Yuki to cut into hard material such as the granite of the stones at Main Street Square. Observing Yuki's dexterity in using a tool that with one wrong move could easily destroy his work, I wonder if sculptors, even those of Yuki's ability, make mistakes.
Always, that happens. You know, we're a human being. That's the time you really need your creative ability. Well, you know, when you work many years, then you don't make such obvious mistake. So you can adjust. Or sometimes, you know, mistakes bring some fortune. You know, something happened good.
Once any deep areas have been cut, Yuki's primary tools are his hammers, or mallets, and chisels, or points.
So you have three different sizes, say. Different weight of mallet, and different size and weight of the points.
Yuki uses hammers made in Japan, shaped to allow him to slide the handle back and forth with each swing. This reduces the impact of the hammer's weight on his arm. The hammers, like the points, are of various sizes depending on how deep or delicate he needs each strike to be. The sculptor takes breaks throughout the day but can swing his hammer for hours as a result of letting his tools do most of the work. The concept is similar to that of martial arts, where power comes from the energy of motion, not the bulk of muscle. For surfaces where the images are too delicate to be created by Yuki's hammer and chisel, the pattern is sandblasted onto the stone. Yuki Nagase feels respect for the stones he works with, noting that some granite can be 2 billion years old. He hopes to reveal the ancient mineral's unique qualities as much as he reveals the unique culture and history of the area as he continues to create the passage of wind and water. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent with Masayuki Nagase at Rapid City's Main Street Square.